Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 155. This is Dave, and I'm going to do multiple solo reviews. I'm going to do a review on Under the Skin. It came out in 2013. The Green Room and Solomon Kane, which is like a low-budget flick on Netflix right now. So I'm going to start with Under the Skin. This movie came out, as I said, 2013. It's rated R. It's a fantasy science fiction film. It got a 6.3 on IMDb, which, not so great. It got a 85% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is that's a pretty good score. It's directed by Jonathan Glazer. Music composed by Mikachu. Yes, people. It's Mikachu, not Pikachu. Pikachu's cousin. And it's adapted from, I believe, a novel entitled the same, Under the Skin. The adaptive screenplay is by Jonathan Glazer and Walter Campbell. Now, if I could read the premise for you guys. Disguising herself as a human female, an extraterrestrial Scarlett Johansson drives around Scotland and tries to lure unsuspecting men into her van. Now, I saw the cover to this film. I saw it floating around. And it's a picture of, like, Scarlett Johansson's face in space or some shit, like, with colors that looks all rainbowy. And I don't know. I know a little bit about it, and I just thought it was, like, a super cheesy, shitty film, kind of like, not like Species. Species is kind of like a guilty pleasure of mine. Species is like a alien ripoff type film. It stars Natasha Henstridge. She is blazing. She was blazing, and I'm pretty sure she still is. But anyway, continuing. So I just had this idea, this preconceived notion about the film that it was just like shitty and low budget. And it was a low budget movie, but low budget in a really bad way and just poorly done. And I just skipped over it. You know, many weekends is bored as fuck. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't feel like watching this. Skipped over it. So this particular weekend, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I just hit play out of pure sheer boredom. And, right away, I can tell that the movie was quality. For what it is, it was just really well done. And if you know anything about films and you follow old school flicks, and you know the director Stanley Kubrick, which was like a highly regarded director, and very deserving also. Stanley Kubrick, he made one of my favorite films, Full Metal Jacket, which is just fucking amazing. The first half of Full Metal Jacket is better than the second half, in my opinion. If you've never seen Full Metal Jacket, please go check it out. But it's a really dark military flick. I'm just warning you. But Under the Skin is really reminiscent of Stanley Kubrick work. Stanley Kubrick also did 2001 Space Odyssey, which is like a cinema fucking classic, you know. Very groundbreaking. And Under the Skin is quality. It's not like a horror film. It's creepy without a lot of gore. Like, the shit that happens in it is it's suggestive. They do show you things. It's really fucking weird and just creepy. Like, that's a great word for it. Maybe it won't have that effect on you guys if you check it out. But I found it really unsettling and original and different. The music for it was good. It really set the mood of the film. I thought Scarlett Johansson's acting was pretty damn good. I mean, she did a great job playing an alien, and it wasn't like a typical alien, you know, like raw, scary. Like, it was nothing like that. You know, the story, it was very layered. And I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but there's more to it than just like a alien, scary horror flick. You know, I gotta emphasize again, it was just fucking, unsettling, man. Like there were a lot of scenes in that shit that I was just sitting there like, damn, man, like they're like pulling no punches and really, you know, doing things on screen that is just like fucked up. Like there's no other way to describe it. Just like, just totally like fucked up and not right. And cold. And you're sitting there like, damn, did that shit really just happen? And some of the imagery also, this really weird, atmospheric, puts you there, creepy. So I don't know what else to say about the film. Scarlett Johansson, buck ass naked. Holla. Like, ooh, my goodness gracious. That woman is so fine. Like, that's another reason to just watch the movie. I'm just being honest. But I don't know what else to say about the film without spoiling it other than it's worth a watch. Like, just to check it out even one time. I enjoyed it for what it was. It's not something that, you know, I'm going to rush out and just like buy it. You know, I probably would pay at max, you know, like if I saw it on Blu-ray for like $5, I would own it, you know, and for me to even own a movie just says a lot. That means I enjoyed it, you know, and it has value to me. But if you guys are bored and you want to watch a sci-fi flick that's pretty damn creepy and unsettling, I would say check out Under the Skin. It's really well done for a low budget flick. And, it passes the time, you know. If you're bored and curious, hit play. Check it out. And I'm going to grade Under the Skin for what it is. You know, if you guys follow the podcast and pay attention, I grade movies based on what they are and like what genre they're in. You know, there's a difference between an Oscar movie and just like a popcorn flick or, you know, a well done low budget movie. And I'll say that, you know, I'll give a grade based on what it is. So for like a creepy sci-fi movie to pass the time, you know, well done, I'm going to give Under the Skin a B. Like it genuinely creeped me the fuck out. And that says a lot because my brain is kind of twisted. Moving on, next movie. I'm going to talk about Green Room. Green Room is rated R, came out in 2015. It's a crime thriller flick. It got 7.1 on IMDb. It got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is just fucking awesome. 79% on Metacritic, which is another great score. Do I think it was deserving of 90% on Rotten Tomatoes? Damn, that's kind of a gracious score. I didn't think it was that good, but it definitely was an entertaining movie for what it was, and I'm going to get into that a little bit without spoilers. It stars Anton Yelchin. He recently passed away in some freak ass fucking accident with his Jeep. You know, apparently he parked his Jeep or something on a steep driveway, on his driveway, and there was some kind of issue with a parking mechanism, and it fucking just rolled, you know, down the driveway and just pinned him and crushed him. Really sad, man. I thought the guy was, you know, the kid, the guy, whatever you want to call him, he was young. I thought he was talented, man, and he had a bright future ahead of him. You know, he was in the Star Trek films as Chekhov. He also was the young Kyle Reese in Terminator Salvation, if I'm not mistaken. And I liked him, man. There was something about him. I think he had a really bright future, and it's crazy. You know, there's no rhyme or reason why things happen sometimes in life. It's just fucking insane, man. Like, I couldn't believe that he died in some freak way. It was just crazy. Excuse me. I remember waking up and seeing an article, you know, just browsing on the web, you know, Anton Yelchin passed away in an auto accident. And I'm thinking it's a car crash. And then when I fucking look into it, you know, some freak thing. You park your vehicle, go to check the mail, and your car runs you over. That's insane. Like, how often does that happen? Insanity, man. That's why you gotta live and enjoy life, man. Live in the moment and just appreciate every day. Not being preachy, but I'm just speaking truth right now. Live every day like it's your last, period, you know? But back to the movie. It also stars Patrick Stewart, absolute acting legend. He was Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation. Also Charles Xavier in the X-Men movies. Patrick Stewart, Sir Patrick Stewart is just, he's amazing. I love him. Fantastic actor. One of the greats in my opinion. This is directed by Jeremy Saulnier. And the premise goes like this. Members of a punk rock band and a tough young woman battle murderous white supremacists at a remote Oregon roadhouse. Now this movie, I heard some things about it. I read some things about it. Didn't know a whole lot about it. You know, I gave it a shot. I was very curious about it, and it's just, it's hardcore, man. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's fucking gory. It's gory. It's hardcore, pulls no punches. And, for what it was, again, another movie, in my opinion, to pass the time. It's not something I'm going to run out and just fucking buy. Like, oh shit, I got to fucking own Green Room. This is was like amazing. It changed my life. Like, no, it's not like that. It's another movie. If you're bored and you want to watch something that's just fucking crazy and gory and violent with a okay story. I mean, the premise is nothing groundbreaking. It's worth a watch. You know, if you're in a mood for that kind of movie, check it out. I'm going to grade it. I'm going to give it a B for what it is. For what the movie is deserving of a B. And you're going to be entertained if you're bored. So that's my non-spoiler review on Green Room. And that's also like a lower budget film. So don't expect like, you know, a movie that looks, it doesn't look shitty. But it doesn't, you could tell that it's like lower budget. Anyway, moving on. Solomon Kane. This is low budget. This is on Netflix, and I'm not gonna totally shit on it completely. It came out in 2009. It's a fantasy action film. It got a 6.1 on IMDb, which is to me a little bit gracious. It got 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. And 48% on Metacritic. Metacritic is a little bit more on the money. It stars James Purefoy, and he is the bootleg Hugh Jackman. That's what I call him. The bootleg Hugh Jackman, guys. Google James Purefoy, and you'll get what I'm saying. Max von Sydow's in this, fucking cinema legend. And he's old as hell, man. Like, God bless the guy. Jason Fleming, I think he's kind of underrated. He's a character actor. I like him a lot. He was in one of the Transporter films. He's been in a lot of movies. He was Mr. Hyde in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And I like Mr. Hyde, even though his costume looked kind of stupid. But I thought he was a pretty cool character in that movie. Pete Postlethwaite, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's an actor that was around forever. He passed away. Rest in peace. He was pretty good. He's been in just tons of movies. But the premise to Solomon Kane is a man must renounce his newly taken vows of peace to rescue a young woman from an evil sorcerer. guys, it was borderline a low-budget piece of shit. Borderline. I'm not gonna say it was a piece of shit. It was borderline a piece of shit. Very low budget. The effects were like sci-fi channel, late 90s quality, like right around, you know, that level. Solomon Kane to me was, it's funny because the actor who played him, James Purefoy, to me, he's a bootleg Hugh Jackman, and Solomon Kane is a bootleg Van Helsing. Like, it's so fucking hilarious to me. Again, if you Google this movie and you Google James Purefoy, you're gonna crack up because it's so true. Now, James Purefoy didn't do terrible. I thought he did okay. the movie itself was just blah. It was just like a low budget sci-fi channel quality movie, you know? It's like those movies, and I never seen them. But, I'm thinking like a Sharknado, you know, octopus versus giant, shark monster. Like, you know, it's just maybe not that bad, but it was definitely like a cable movie, TV flick. Would I recommend it? No, like I wouldn't. Like I saw it and I barely fucking finished it. Like it was, it wasn't the worst movie I've seen, and I've stopped movies. If I stop a movie, it's fucking horrendous. And that's happened a few times, and I've actually mentioned them on the show. It's rare, because I just like to finish a movie if I start it. But if it's real bad, I'll just cut the shit off. I almost was going to cut this off. Almost. And I just fucking muscled it out, and I finished it. I will not recommend it. If you are, like, I mean, about to jump off a bridge, bored, you know, bored out of your fucking mind, I would say check it out. Other than that, don't waste your time. Clip your toenails, you know, bake some brownies, grease up your bicycle, fucking string up a hammock, read yourself a bedtime story, dye your hair, shave. I mean, there's plenty of fucking things better to do than to watch Solomon Kane. I'm just going to say that, you know. But again, watch it at your own risk. If you're just insanely bored and you want to put some shit on while you do something else, it's good for that. And I give it, and this is actually a generous score. I give it a C-. You know, I don't even know if it's deserving of that. It's not an F. But fuck it, I'm just gonna stay with a C-. So, anyway guys, that's gonna be, the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the reviews. I was vague, you know, I try not to, spoil the flicks for you. I don't know if it's better to just, like, talk about the movies. Like, if you guys just wanna hear me shit on them or praise them with spoilers, I usually do that with Gil. But when I do solos, I try not to spoil it for you guys. And I do my best to give you info on it without fucking the movie up. So anyway, guys, again, that's going to wrap up 155. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed the episode and haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe on iTunes. It's really important. Leave us feedback. Feedback, requests, or you can email us realfiends@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Follow us, add us if you like the podcast. If you're a follower and a recurring listener, thank you. Like, thank you for following the podcast. Really appreciate it. It's humbling. Thank you for the downloads, plays, and so forth. So guys, until next time, 156, take care.